This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not dog gonna break my heart.
It was
Tyler broke your heart, dog.
He really did. Kyle was down this morning. As down as I've seen him after a win in some time.
That's
and that
a
was
lot.
A dramatic win.
It was betrayed.
You were betrayed. Yeah.
Backstabbed.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Did you hear me defending him yesterday?
No, I did, but I mean.
He held the top retort for four hours.
If he heard me, he wouldn't have done that, I think.
If they were home, if Topper was driving in yesterday, he would have been like, hey, I can't do that
to
Kyle.
Can't let Kyle down.
Yeah, and all the callers and listeners, WIP.
Is that what he would have did?
Yeah. Well, he did it. He did it. And the Phillies did win the game. What a night it was. I mean, really, a wild night. We'll get to Ranger Suarez and his performance. But the Castellanos story was the big story last night. 215-592-9494. So he's back in the lineup. That wasn't surprising. We knew it would be like a one-day suspension or, you know, benching, whatever. He's back in there hitting cleanup. So let's kind of go through the whole Castellanos night and then back to your phone calls on where you stand. And if, you know, especially if you were a Topper supporter yesterday, what you feel now. Because I just feel the whole thing looks ridiculous now. If you supported him and said, oh, no, he's got to get tough on the players, okay. To me, he went backwards yesterday. I know it worked. They won the game. Castellanos caught the ball. But on Monday night, the manager of the team said to all of us, including his right fielder, we're better late in the game with a lead if you're not on the field. And I think that deserved our support because he's trying to put the best team on the field. Castellanos barked back. They had an exchange, obviously. It led to a one-day benching. And then the same scenario played itself out. Ninth inning, save situation. Obviously, you want your best defense on the field. And a predetermined decision, as Topper told us, that he's going to leave him in right field. I just think that's letting the player walk all over you. All right, let's go through the night, though, Hugh, because it was an interesting night with Castellanos, even before the catch late in the game. So he got to the plate five times last night. He swung at the first pitch in four of those plate appearances, and he swung at the second pitch in his last appearance. So he saw six pitches and five plate appearances. Now, he did have two hits, right? Like he performed.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder if any of that was a little like, I'm going to do it my way. Like, if you benched me last night, I'm doing my thing tonight.
I mean, from what I've been told about hitters in particular, they don't like to change their approach.
But he has, and the whole team has.
Like, yeah, I mean, for the most part. Yeah. So he probably was locked into what he was trying to do. You know, not making excuses. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of insight of what I've been told about, you know, different approaches.
But that's not the approach for the team this season.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably was locked into that. Mm. I don't think he, like, you're trying to paint the picture like he's being a little defiant.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think he was being defiant. I think that he was trying to do what was best for the team in that situation. Because being defiant, well, I guess you couldn't do that. If you just let the ball sail over your head, that'd probably be a little bit too
obvious. Well, he wants to win. I don't think Nick doesn't want to win.
I mean, but and that's why I think that with his approach, that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to knock it out the park, trying to win.
Then we had the Bryson Stott home run.
No, that was majestic.
Well, it was great. I mean, he needed it too because Stott hasn't driven a ball like that in like a month and a half. So he hits the home run. It really won the game. The offense, that was their offense for the night. But there was a shot of the dugout, and everyone explodes in the dugout, and they jump up and down. And then there's Castellanos, and I wouldn't say his reaction was like everybody else's. He looked a little, I don't even know.
Locked in?
Mm.
Well, see, this is...
What are you, this know, is the most company man thing I've ever heard.
He looked annoyed.
See, listen.
He looked annoyed.
This is what you can't do, because I think a lot of times when we had these conversations, especially when you already feel some kind of way, we're driven by emotion. So now everything that we see it as egregious. Now,
I didn't think it was egregious, but I didn't think it was a normal reaction.
Wait, that's what I'm saying. Well, normal reaction, whatever. You want to be nitpicky.
Well, no. If everyone jumps up and down and you stand there like you're annoyed at the world,
but
how is that
fair,
normal?
Isn't he always been known as a guy that was a little different?
Yes, but I do think he's someone that supports his teammates. Like, I can't think
of... So you're saying that in that moment, he wasn't... Him jumping up and down, you read it as him not being supportive.
Three-run home run. Everyone's excited. He's the only one not cheering. Well, how am I supposed
maybe
to read that?
Maybe he's mad at his at-bat and the way that he looked at his... I'm trying to play devil's advocate.
You're being a company man.
I'm not being a company man. I just feel like in moments like this, we tend to look at the negative and enhance that when it doesn't... I don't think it necessarily needs to be that way.
Well, but
that's
we,
all I'm
but
saying.
We know he was annoyed.
And we also know he's a little different.
That's true.
We know he's a little bit of a space cadet at times.
That's very true.
So it's one of those things where I can't say definitively whether or not he was whatever he was in that moment, because he's had moments in the past where... He's answered questions, and I've heard him do this, and it's been like, okay, what are you saying? Like, he's out there at times. Yeah. He's different.
All right, then let's get to the base running one later in the game. I'm actually going to take him off the hook for this one. So he got doubled off second base. He was on second. Bohm was on third. There was a ball hit to first base, and it was the way I read it was kind of like a sinking line drive ground ball. Like, off the bat, it wasn't a clear grounder. It ended up hitting the ground, you know, as it made its way towards first base. And Castellanos ran from second. Hugh, I think he thought Bohm was running on contact. The ball hits the ground. Bohm's running home, so I'm going to trail, right? Bohm's going home. I'm going to run a third. Bohm held up for whatever reason. Maybe he was afraid it was going to get caught and he didn't want to get doubled off.
Yeah, he is kind of slow.
Yeah, and it ended up with Castellanos getting hung up and out in a double play. I'm not going to kill Castellanos because... My guess is he thought Bohm was going to run, and Bohm didn't run.
Yeah.
But that, look, if you just add it to the night, it's like, well, you all also got doubled off the bases. So there's that. And then there was after the game. Hugh, we know Castellanos has a lot of supporters out there.
Yes, he does.
We heard them in Miami a couple nights ago, chanting
yes,
free
did.
Castellanos. Well, last night after the game, there was also a situation where his wife was defending his defense on social media, which is great. Maybe she could do that. But she happened to want to correct or educate, I guess, or whatever the word you want to use is, our own Devin Caney. So Devin tweeted last night.
You mean Scoops?
Scoops, yeah. Is she Scoops?
She came
on
at Scoops?
Well, we don't have a name for her. What do we want to call
her? I thought it was Scoops.
But she Scoops on the morning show, isn't she? Or the news?
They call her that on the afternoon show.
Scoops on afternoon, the news in the morning show?
Yes.
She doesn't have a name on our show.
Okay, so we got to give her own name. With Devin.
Yeah. But that, but I,
wow. It's very,
yeah,
it's
very
so creative.
Creative.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just call her Devin until we workshop this. Anyway, so she tweeted last night when he made the catch. Okay, Casty, proving he could play right field just fine. There was a response here, Hugh, from Jess Castellanos, which is Nick's wife, she tweeted, 414 straight games, no errors, National League record holder, eye off the computer, watch the game. How would you have reacted if you were in this situation?
Oh, he was clapping back.
I think Devin professionally just let it go. I mean,
Devin's a professional.
She don't have to respond to that.
Devin is not the type, from what I know of Devin, she doesn't want, like, it's not like she tries to stay away from as much controversy as possible. She just wants to do her job and keep it.
Also,
moving.
Her tweet was not.
It was not egregious.
No, I mean.
That's the word of the day for me, egregious.
Yeah, he did. It's a normal tweet
it's
off the
Sesame
catch.
Street.
It's egregious.
Oh, you're egregious.
Oh, yeah. If it was me, you know, I probably, because it was his wife, I would have probably clapped back with a little bit of, you know, I'd have toned it down a little bit.
Yeah.
But she has to understand where she is. And the more that she does that, the more she's going to open herself up for, like, a lot of different stuff. So I would probably tell her, like, hey, you know, it's great that you support your significant other, but you probably want to lay out on this
one. Is this what you would have said?
I would have probably told her, but you know what? I would have been a little bit more kind. I'd have said something like, baby girl.
Ooh,
and that would have been real. You know what I mean?
Now you know, we can't do that.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Pete Rose got in trouble for that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what. But She's not a reporter. she's tweeting, right?
Yeah, she's just
and I am a professional, correct?
Not with a response like that.
I'm saying if she feels the need to try to clap back at me, then I'm gonna clap back.
Okay.
So that's what my first thing.
I'm glad we got to this. Yeah. Because you were acting like
I know, like, it's not lost on me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
How that tweet started would have probably got me in trouble, that's why I would have started it that way.
So sometimes when someone close to a player chimes in with something, right? This happens across all sports.
Yeah.
I always think it's really just an extension of what the player thinks, and that conversation's been had.
With his wife, pillow talk.
Right. So when she tweeted 400 straight games, no errors, National League record holder. That's what's in Nick's head when he gets removed from defense 2 nights ago. So when everyone yesterday is telling me he's not that good of a defender, I know he's not. He doesn't know that. Nick Castellanos is a prideful player. We've seen this now for years. He was embarrassed the other night. And if Topper really felt strongly that this is my best team, then Nick's got to deal with that. But obviously, Topper doesn't feel strongly enough to do that because he just acquiesced 2 days later. He gave the player back what he wanted. He gave him his toy back. And he was okay with it.
And I will say this. If, like, I understand, like, you know, there's a bond between a husband and wife that you share. But at the same time, there's a lot of nuance that goes into professional sports that, no matter how you try to explain, the significant other is not going to get. She shouldn't, in my opinion, be tweeting stuff like that.
Well, I think it's good content. So we'll see.
I mean, it's great content for us, but you know, you put yourself in a position where somebody might not be as nice.
I'm just surprised she didn't chime in when you refused to apologize to Castellanos last season. That would have been great.
Listen,
love that.
Listen, she don't want to do that.
I think it'd be great for the show.
Devin should apologize, by the
for
way.
What?
Not to her or the Castellanos family.
For what?
Her. For the abomination of her list, dude, putting Zach Wheeler below Matvei Michkov.
Did she do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we have to talk. Next time she comes on the show.
I had beef with Devin.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but that's a problem.
And I know he's a very promising rookie, and he looks like he could be a great player.
Preaching to the choir, man.
The Zach Wheeler, you know, disrespect. It starts with you. I mean, and Elliot. It's ridiculous. All right, I got to take a deep breath.
I can't start the tweet. I was told by somebody I trust emphatically that probably wouldn't be a great way to start my
career. It would have been we tried to tell you that.
We just tried to tell you.
Well,
I don't
really trust y'all.
Why?
Because y'all,
we're here to help.
Sometimes, I don't know about y'all.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Dude, I would never put you in a position where you look like
no,
an
that
ass,
would be, I know that would be bad, but yep. I would probably be feeling some kind of way because she tweeted.
No, I'm here to make you look good, man.
Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
I think I could read Castellanos' lips after he caught that ball, and basically he said, bleep around and find out.
Yep, it's exactly what it was. I mean, I felt it if I didn't see it. I could feel that.
Exactly. So I initially was on Topper's side for benching him because of most likely what was said in front of other people or what he directly said to Topper. The idea that he put him on the bench in the ninth inning or whatever, that goes against what he's normally done with the star players. But he has always managed on feel. Now, he may have made a mistake on that feel. And that may be where – that's where I'm kind of confused. Like, is he going to do this again? Would he do it again? I don't know. I mean, I prefer Castellanos to not be in the lineup in the ninth inning in a close game.
Me too. Yeah, I think we're on the same page. I think most of us do. I mean, he made the play last night. But, Jeff, like Topper's – like, if Topper deep down thinks he's declining as an outfielder, he's below average now, Rojas is here, like – that's perfectly fair. Like, but he's got to be the manager and put his foot down then.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. That looked like a great catch, and for Castellanos, it probably was. And, yes, he doesn't make errors. But if that was Kepler out there or even Rojas, they would have been camped under that
ball. Of course.
They're a lot faster.
Right.
So the optics looked crazy because it was Castellanos going up against
the he was hustling. The hustle.
But, yeah, this has got me a little bit confused as to what Topper's going to do going forward. I don't know if he'll do it again. And I don't know if he was doing it as a statement saying, hey, I can do this. You guys just need to pay attention because I might do it again. Or if he actually felt that that was the need at the time. I'm not really sure, dude. I'm confused.
I am too, man. It's a good phone call. I think we all should be confused. And that's when the manager changes how they do things, it's confusing. Let me just bring up a quick other thing. And again, we're not there. Trey has been better this year at shortstop. He has gone from like so bad, it makes you want to vomit, to okay, it's kind of average this season altogether. It's better. But like, if Trey goes backwards again at shortstop and he pulls him out one day, for Sosa late in the game, and Trey's upset, are we just going to not do that ever again because the player got upset? Like, what is the point of this week? That's really what last night showed me. There was no point to this. And I now understand why Castellanos was even more upset. If this is the new way, the player's got to deal with it. If we're just making it up as we go along, you're going to have unhappy players. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, I want to get that clue, man, but I'll try that another day. I'm trying to hit that game, but I feel like, I told Kyle, I'm not really, like, Joe, you might get mad at me a little bit, but I feel like Topper was trying to push some buttons with Castellanos, man, put them in last night. I know Castellanos is in the wrong. He's definitely in the wrong, and I feel like Topper don't have, right now, he don't have authority in the locker room, and I feel like he don't have any respect out of the players. But I do feel like he tries to push these guys' buttons to get stuff out of them, so I feel like he put them in there to get the win. To win a game, you got to have your best players on the field. So I feel like Topper was thinking in that aspect of getting a W, but in the back of Topper's mind, he knows he's not a good outfielder. He knows this stuff, but I feel like he's trying to push these guys' button. To me, I feel like Castellanos is not even in a position to be lashing out or anything because he hasn't had a good season at all. He's had a horrible season at this time. So I feel like Topper does have to get better respect out of these players because right now he doesn't have that proper respect. And to me, that starts with the leaders at the locker room, with Harper, with Castellanos, with Schwarber. To me, Nick ain't being a good example to these other players, you know, as a leader of this team, showing Topper the proper respect of a manager.
Yeah, the whole can of worms, Terrence, was open because you have him taking him out of the game. It upset him. And then, you know, I understand why he probably felt like, hey, I got to do something. I got to discipline him. But then he went right back to it. That's the part that drives me crazy. If you don't think he's the best right fielder in the ninth inning, then he's not. I mean, then you got to get him off the field.
Yeah, but it's kind of 50-50 because, in a way, Topper's right. You're not performing as you should. You should come off the field. But in a way, it's kind of like devil's advocate because he's one of our best players hitting-wise and on the team. So we got to try to put him in a game in a situation to get the win, but at the same time, if you're not playing up the part, you got to come out the game.
Need consistency. Terrence, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. We need consistency here. And the manager just showed a lack of consistency. I mean, that's...
He did. He opens himself up for a whole lot of speculation about how he's running the locker room. No question about that.
Well, now, if I'm Topper, like, am I going to second guess my own self in the next big moment?
I don't think you can. That's probably why he was so adamant about him not taking him out in the ninth.
Okay, but let's play it out. Let's say tomorrow night against the Mets, they're up 3-2 in the ninth inning. What is he doing? Like, what is he doing now? Because if he goes off of his feel on Monday, he should take him out. If he goes off his feel yet, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I think he made a mistake by not doubling down on what he believed. All right, 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, we do here have a great prize. We have a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres.
You don't do it after get off the phone.
Well, I didn't see. We didn't set it up first, right? We can't set it up with Terrence on the phone.
You did. You said you were going to set it up.
Terrence made sure to let us know that he was disappointed that it wasn't.
Is that on me?
No.
No, it's not on you. I just thought it was fun.
Okay.
It
wasn't a slight at Terrence in any way. I'd love to hang out with Terrence at Phillies game. Like it was not a slight at Terrence. Do you not want to go to the game with Terrence? I'd love to go to the game with Terrence.
Doesn't sound like it.
You know what? I think you should buy Terrence tickets to a game.
Why? Because you want to talk about Phillies tickets now. Okay. Wait a minute. I do? Wait a minute. You agree with him?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Bottom line is this. We set up Hughes Clues after
a
caller.
When it comes with money, you know my pockets are a little light now.
We've only been doing this for like 3 years. We usually set up Hughes Clues when a caller before we bring a caller on, not while he's on the air.
We do. Yeah. Terrence, that's on you, dog. That's on you.
Okay.
Joe, that's on you.
Terrence, tomorrow's Tri-Day, and you'll have another chance, I promise. All right. We have a pair of tickets. Phillies, Padres, Tuesday, July 1st at 6:30, Citizens Bank Park, after the game at Xfinity Fireworks Night. We'll be there hanging out with you, watching the game. Excited to go out with some listeners to watch the Phils play, and we'll see if Castellanos is in the game late in right field. All right, before we go any further, let's set it up. A little game we like to call Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hughes Clues. Come on in. Hughes Clues. It's Hughes Clues and you.
So is everybody ready for this first clue?
Yeah, no, I don't know if anyone's smiling as much as you are.
I can just imagine, like, the people on the you people. They're getting ready to type some mean and hurtful stuff. But I think this one's a good clue.
Okay. What do you got?
This individual is very unique. Very, very unique. What you mean?
We didn't say anything.
I can feel y'all.
We're just letting you stew.
I can feel y'all looking at me.
Because, well, I'm interested to see where this goes now and how everyone guesses and the clues today. But you... Everyone is unique.
Nah, this person is really unique.
Okay, so not
everyone's unique.
Well, I mean,
some people are like
you mean like twins because they're the same.
People are like
some people are. Some people are.
But unique. Every individual's different than every other. All right.
Well, it's some people that are when you hear them
really unique.
They're different.
Okay. Oh, see now I like that word.
Different. You know, you though different is different is kind of like John.
Okay. All right, so this person is unique. Yes. There it is. There's your first clue today for Hughes Clues. All right, let's talk to Zach in Collinswood. Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys. So Topper's handling was absolutely masterful, and here's why.
Okay. A masterclass.
Let's hear it.
A masterclass, if you will. So here's why. The goal is to ensure that we can make those moves in October, right? That's what you're saying. Like, that's what we should do, right? So that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you get there? Well, you start now. Just like with anything, as a parent, as a teacher, when you are going to make adjustments, you do not expect it to happen immediately, but you start planting the seed.
Mm.
So he planted the seed, right? And Cassie did what he did. Topper then benched him. And here's the biggest thing. Castellanos apologized. And since he apologized, he recognized and then told the rest of the room that was wrong of me. Then Topper, being a good teacher, doesn't hold it against him beyond the immediate consequence, puts him back in, and then in a game that doesn't really matter in the whole stretch of things, it's one out of 162, gives him a chance.
So I followed you to the last one. Then if I'm Castellanos, I could have the same feeling about Monday night. Wednesday night against the Marlins doesn't matter, but Monday night against the Marlins, that mattered?
No, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter to Topper. Let him have his night. Let him think he won. Whatever. Let him make that amazing catch. Because in October, when we say, remember when we did that thing and we did it and you flipped out?
I get it. And I think you bring a good point up, but he broke the seal, right? Like that he could do it now and it's not as big of a deal. But I question if he's going to do it as often as he should. And also, Zach, they got to get to October 1st. I want to win the division. So like these games all to me matter to, you know, obviously a certain extent. Mets game is bigger than Marlins. Zach, it's an interesting point though. What do you got for us? What's your first guess today? The first guess for Hughes Clues. This person is unique.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous clue.
It's an awesome clue.
Pee Wee Herman that's a good guess. Yeah, Zach, we appreciate it. I mean, I didn't know.
It wasn't that ridiculous.
But this is your fault that we start the day with Pee Wee Herman. Like that's
why?
Well, because you. What do you mean? Why
isn't he unique?
He is unique.
Think outside the box.
I mean, do we really want to talk Pee Wee Herman?
He came and gave a great analogy, and then you don't want to think outside the box.
I don't want to think about Pee Wee
Herman. Shame on the caller.
Shame on you. 215-592.
Shame on the caller.
90, he had a good guess based on a bad clue.
No, but just saying, you can't be ridiculing the first guess, yeah, the shame, first clue.
Shame on the caller.
All right, we'll get to Rangers night last. You guys are nuts. And what it should mean moving forward, 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Winning. Wait a minute. Does that mean that's me, right? Yeah, because you're about to cut me off. Hey, winning on the field starts with how you recover off it. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. Celebrate this 4th of July with big savings at Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Right now, you can save $500 on Tempur-Pedic's best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. This is the best part about all of this that's going on, people. You get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. I suggest you get the pillows. And you can score a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. So what I'm trying to tell you is this. You get the pillows, you get the adjustable base, it'll change your life. So do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at mattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat, Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.